tested and trusted. This guy will give you gold. If you want to get more points, no, say you guys use your head and use your brain and follow the tips what they give you for here. Yes, so my people, now welcome back. We don't say we don't take for when I don't see us, when I don't hear content from us, when I never see anything from us. But then Premier League see day, and we are back again, back and better. We'll come, we'll be gonna FPL by the Republicans. We're gonna enjoy Fantasy Premier League. I there with Emmanuel Afa now.
Oh, I do.
Drafted.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, like we put the talk, it's better late than never. So we are back. Sure. And we're back. And we'll get into game week 27. We then play over the weekend. Plenty games be happened. Only one team, two teams get double game week. That's Leicester. Okay, Leicester don't get double game week. Only Burnley be get double game week. Yeah. And then this, now the people with standout performance for this game week 27. We get Matt Doherty, we get with 18 points, and then they cost 4 points. Okay, 4.7 million. Now, we think they cost be that. Mm-hmm. We get Matty Cash, we get 14 points. And in the cost, how much? 5.1. We get Fabian Shah, we say that 4.3. And in return, with 12 points. And we get Leicester Vardy, we get 10.3. And in return, 11 points. And also, Harry Kane is back.
Yeah.
He give us 11 points. And in the cost, 12.3. Who stand out for you for amongst all these people they see? So?
For me, now, Jamie Vardy. Because the way Jamie Vardy even played that match, you get like, if I like say we go expect more from him, you get. So for me and Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I enjoyed Jamie Vardy. He just come back from injury. Yeah. One goal, one assist, 11 point return. No bad return. Yeah. One of the best ways to start for me now, Matt Doherty. He keep clean sheet against Leeds, which is expected. Leeds not score anybody these days. Again, except for Man United. Yeah. And also, he scored the first goal for the game. He returned 18 points. Not so many managers get them, but then 18 points, a good way to go.
Yeah.
So what do they look forward to? Abemo, we'll go to the next slide. Top transfers in and top transfers out. Who? Teams be shelling. You know, say Liverpool be played the Carabao Cup final. Chelsea said play Carabao Cup final. Some of the players we know this. Some people use free hits during that period just to bring other players in. Yeah. But now the top transfers in.
Salah.
Mo Salah, 13.1. Any surprise there?
Nah, I know the surprise. On to say Liverpool no been play last week. Exactly. They've been blank last week. So plenty of people been transfer out just for that week. But now people they bring them back inside.
Che Adam, 6.9. I bet Che Adam they score against everybody now these days. They don't get like 3 goals in the last 3 games. What do you expect? Che Adams, Harry Kane saved there, Jimenez did there, Joe Willock saved there for 5.7. Who you think say you go bring in if you don't get for your team? Who you don't get for your team for there where you go bring in?
I don't get Jimenez. I don't get Willock. I mean, I've been get Willock before, but I've been remove him. I don't get Jimenez. I don't get Willock. I don't get Che Adams. But I get Kane and I get Salah. But I understand why people they bring in Jimenez, because Wolves get double game. So, and you know they're too costly. And maybe Che Adams, because they give good returns, and you know they're too costly too. So, but Willock, I don't really understand why.
Newcastle did on the rise. They don't win their last 3 games on the bounce. So, and Joey Lock did the center of almost everything they happen. And he does score for the last two.
Then they always score. Yeah.
As I look at like this, if I did think of bringing a striker in, maybe a chair, Adam, so that I go feel lose some weight while I get for my strike position. Yeah. Top transferred out. Make we see Gerard Bowen did there for 7.1. Antonio did there for 7.6 million. Bruno Fernandes, 11.7. Ronaldo, 12.4. And Diogo Jota for 8.3. Who's the surprise in say they move out this week?
No surprise.
Not even Jota.
Jota, maybe. But like, Jota, yeah. But I'm not really surprised. Sure. Bowen, Antonio Fernandes, Ronaldo, all of them don't they fuck off small.
Why do you say they move out Fernandes and Ronaldo? As we see my fixtures, might get very tough run of fixtures. Yeah. So you know the surprising say people they move out Fernandes and Ronaldo because the fixtures they very crazy for them. Yeah. But Antonio and Bowen.
Right now, West Ham know they score. I don't know. True. Like them fist score just one. They not get that flay again for goals.
There is score plenty like before. Yeah. But Jota, I know one of these way people move my mouth because they injured before. Mm-hmm. But now he's done back. He played the Carabao Cup final. So hopefully he will come back. And people will still bring him back in because now cheap option in terms of midfielders. We will bring return for you. So if you want to bring anybody out, see people, we don't give you a list of the top transfers
out.
I go
remove Ronaldo.
No, I go remove. If you get Ronaldo for your team, like me, they mess up.
I go remove Ronaldo.
If you get Ronaldo for your team like me, they mess up. Now, it's one of the reasons why I did... perform below par now because they had a stick faith with Ronaldo.
I don't know. I did sentimentally attached to this guy. I don't
Everybody
know
is. Even me too. Now, the reason why I get that from my team, sentiment. But then sentiment will give you FPL points. So I if you want to get more points, no, say you guys use your head and use your brain and follow the tips what they give you for here. If you get Ronaldo, move him out and get in some better players. Harry Kane is back in form. Players where they're available and players where they're available. Some people don't come out from injury, some still they go back to the treatment table. Mm-hmm. One of them now, Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
Let's say Thiago war for Liverpool, now just injury, now they kill him every time.
Guys,
you get 25% chance of playing. So if you get Thiago for your team, with no, most managers don't really get them because you know they give you that return like that. Yeah. So in case you think of, oh, you want to bring Thiago in, nah. No try him. India 25% available. Azpilicueta, Sarr, and Calvert-Lewin. You go fit still gamble on. Hoping say maybe, maybe not.
Azpilicueta. Because if let's... Regems is bad, but even when Regems been there on form, this guy, Chelsea could still been the player Azpilicueta. Because Azpilicueta, they very reliable.
True.
Now only... As Piquetta, I go fit Gamblom. Sarr right now, Watford no really there on form. Watford no really, really there on form.
But yeah. Emmanuel Dennis now one of the guys, one of the strikers we almost everybody get for their team. He can get one of the highest rate of ownership for the Premier League this
season. Yeah, Emmanuel Dennis there on form, but Watford no there on form.
Okay, take it from Emmanuel. Emmanuel Dennis there on form, but Watford no there on form. Yeah. So, Sarr, no be person you go really bank on. Calvert-Lewin, this season, just injury.
Just like Bamford.
Ah, Calvert-Lewin, I pity you. But then, new coach Frank Lampard, hopefully the field gets sorted out and then he will come back, come play for the team. Don't forget to say if you see followers for FPL by the Republican, just go. They screw for your screen right now. Just follow everything. So now I'm going to look for people who get double game week for week 28. Yeah. Players who you need to sign for week 28. One of them now, Watkins. I don't know why I named it wrong for my head. Only Watkins, they play Southampton and Leeds. And that's not very, very, very sweet fixtures because Leeds, they always open. And Southampton, they close one kind, but then are sweet fixtures to play because of the way they set up. All right, 18. Who you say you go bring in? Now, make a run through the list of players who did there and who you would like to bring in. Say you would like to bring Jack Harrison in. We did there. Also, Trippier did there. Trippier players ain't no 2 feet like that. They struggle with fitness. So, hopefully, he'll go they fit for the two games. We get Sheward Prowse there. Hope say if he get them in. Emmanuel Dennis they there, they play Arsenal and Wolves. And also Jimenez, they play Crystal Palace Watford. If you go bring on in person for this double game week, who you
did? Emmanuel Dennis. Emmanuel Dennis. That one. See, if anybody no gets Emmanuel Dennis right now, the person they on a long thing. Serious.
They try.
Emmanuel Dennis, first of all, like to start with. I don't go even think twice. Emmanuel Dennis first. And then maybe only Watkins. Because he not been scored for like 7-9 matches, but he been scored last week.
Yeah.
Before he been scored last week, he not been scored for like 7-9 matches. So, but now, I feel say him don't Google get streak. Back. Yes. He go at least get assist or he go do something. At least he go do something. And then, for Leeds, maybe Rafinha too. Rafinha go follow for this Leeds team because he been hit by safe for him last match. So
then he hit by with Rodrigo. Then he aim by another challenge.
So maybe this run of fixtures, double game week, hopefully he could do something. Yeah. So.
And Trippier there on set piece duties for Newcastle. In they play free. In they score 2 free kicks now since he come back to the Premier League. And your set piece duties, so you don't
and
say.
Naim the cross corner.
Naim the cross corner. So
assist feed there.
Assist exactly, and the dead ball specialist himself, Ward Prowse.
So
if they play Aston Villa and Newcastle, now very sweet fixtures for somebody like dead ball specialist. People like Luis go foul people for edge of 18. Exactly, and they expect somebody like Ward Prowse to bend one into the far corner or one. Yeah. But then, for me, one of the players with me, I go advise you to get for this double game week, now Raúl Jiménez. Tested and trusted. This guy will give you goals. He can see you go. If no score, he will give you assist. So if you want to sign anybody this weekend, for me to you, and the fixtures are very sweet. Crystal Palace and Watford. Jimenez now somebody with his top and pop up for that double game fixtures. That's my own advice. You not also the Watkins and who again?
Dennis.
So for me, Crystal Palace, Watford, Jimenez.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the next slide.
Yeah.
The teams will get the best fixtures moving forward. You know, if you want to sign players, you know, they play for just the first week. They play for like 5, 4, 6 weeks to come. So you go sign players, you go day for the long run. Obviously, you go make transfers every now and then. And the teams where you need to look out for, we get better run of fixtures. Number one, at Chelsea FC, the Blues. They get Burnley, Southampton, Norwich, and Brentford. Sweet feature. Two away games and two home games inside those run. If you don't get any Chelsea player, which Chelsea player you go advise maybe people bring in at this time?
At this time, Chelsea no go too concede for back. Mm-hmm. So you guys get at least one Chelsea defender, maybe Rudiger. These teams no go fit score Chelsea like that. Burnley na very low scoring team.
Yeah.
So maybe they no go fit score Chelsea. Southampton, Chelsea fit vex, keep clean sheet, and the match they go play for Stamford Bridge. Mm-hmm. Norwich too, and Brentford. You get so Chelsea the defense, at least one player for defense, and maybe if you want any attacking option, if you go for maybe
Chelsea attack.
Pulisic.
Chelsea attack has already to score goals this season. So Lukaku, no go area.
Yeah,
but then Lukaku is on to come back to form anyway. But one player where the see for Chelsea team to get this in. You talk for defense, but me, I will go for the goalkeeper.
Mendy. Yeah.
Mendy will give you saves, return, and also he will keep clean sheet for you. And for 6.1, a very, very nice bargain deal for this kind of fixtures and this game of this run of games. Also, another team we get good fixtures now, Southampton. They get Aston Villa, Newcastle, Watford, Burnley, and Leeds United to play. Southampton, which players you could recommend for Southampton for people to watch?
Livramento. The boy good.
Livramento.
The boy, they assist sometimes. Mm. And right now, I think Southampton don't keep like two or one clean sheets in the past like three games. So Livramento, the defender, Che Adams still there. Their captain, Ward Prowse still there. So players feel Southampton where you fit bank on. So
So players there where you fit bank on. If you bank on Prowse, Che Adams, also you know their goalkeeper safe there. Gone. So but the first and nine, they in charge right now until their real goalkeeper will come back. So, we'll go to the next slide and see waiting day for us. This one are the most important part of your week. Your captain can either make or mar your team. If you get enough points, but then your captain points will just make you shit for church.
Yeah.
That one a very bad thing. So, game week 28. People get double game week.
Yeah.
Some people get one game week. I will not say some people will get one game week, so they get points more than people will get double game week.
Yeah.
So now, who be your captain?
Emmanuel Dennis. Because see, you have to look at my history.
Okay.
Right now, I don't on form for captain choosing. Because game week 26. Now Salah I've been captain Salah for game week 26.
Everybody choice.
And game with 27, I've been captain Song. Song give me returns. Salah give me returns. So, if you say this game week 28, Emmanuel Dennis go do one for us. Na probability, but
Emmanuel pick Emmanuel. Emmanuel, they go for Emmanuel Dennis. And if you put me on the spot and say, who I go captain for this game week? I'll go for Raul Jimenez still.
Jimenez.
Yes. You get double game week. I think they play Southampton. I mean, Crystal Palace and Watford.
Yeah.
They hope, say, Ingo give enough return. Now, this battle of the two strikers, funny enough, Emmanuel Dennis and Raul Jimenez.
They'll
be one of the games. So, hopefully, they go do best. More look for people. They win for our table right now for the FPL by the Republicans.
Yeah.
Whew. The Fox River 11, this guy just
Oriai.
He just the top of the group with 1,851 points. He come by saying with Ward 11, see Song David, and then swap their last two numbers because he's going to get 1,815 points. And Iniesta FC, Ibrahim Abdullahi, gets 1,810 points. Code Black FC, blessing go down this week, he gets 1,807 points. And then Goshen FC will be Oluwase Itan Ajise get 1,791 points. Youssef, you know, say better price day to be won at the end of the season. These guys, they are doing well.
Great Oriya. He's been top this table since they always there among top five.
Great Oriya. That guy, if I say, you know, get another work aside from FPL, because this is some kind of dedication I never seen before. Hopefully one day I go. I'm at the kind point. This season has been very, very bad for me. I know they make mouth. If you check down the table, maybe Nadia I did for 200 or something.
This season, waiting kill my zeal for this season. I say sometimes match good day, sometimes match no good day. You get that time where they cancel fixtures anyhow. So I don't say more anyhow. Sometimes I know they even check my FPLs.
Trust me. That one happened to me a lot. I miss some deadline, and then I would just say, game don't start. I don't know if we make deadline transfers anymore. But until we see you again at the show, we'll get for now. Today be that. Don't forget to follow us on our pages. If they scroll for this down off the screen. And also like, follow, share this clip to all your friends and everybody, your family, Republic. Everybody. Football Republic by Republicans. Until soon again. Now, bye-bye. Football Republic.